I want you to take your Bible and turn to Psalm chapter number 52. Psalm chapter number 52. Psalm 52, we've started a series on the subject of destructive behavior. Destructive behavior. Kids, let's listen now. Don't talk. Destructive behavior. This is lesson number 12. Psalm chapter 52. And I'm going to ask you to stand with me, if you will. Psalm 52, look at verse number 1. Psalm chapter 52, starting with verse number 1, and we're going to read through verse number 6. The Bible says this, "Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischief like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness, Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living, Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him." I want us to stop right there. Let me pray, and then we'll read some other scripture. Father, bless us now. Help us tonight as we discuss the scripture, and we hopefully, Father, grow and become stronger and better Christians. Holy Spirit of God, help the children to be still and listen. May all of us realize that the Scripture was given to us so that we can be like Jesus, so that we can live a happy, successful, victorious Christian life. Help us to be better because we came to church tonight, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat there. I'm going to read another passage of Scripture to you. It's found in Psalm 37, and it's verse number 12 and 13. And the Bible says this. It says, "The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming." In both these scriptures, the Bible is talking about, God said there are people who use their tongues like razors. God said there are people that mock and make fun of Christians and persecute Christians. He said that in Psalm 52. He says that in Psalm chapter number 37. And in both cases, he tells us that in the end, the world may be laughing at you and me. But the truth is, in the end, we'll be the ones that will be able to laugh. And I don't think in a rude way are we going to laugh at what they get. I think that we're going to be relieved, and laughter and joy will be ours in the end. But they laugh at us, and they mock us, and they make fun. The Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 25, it says, "Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep." The Bible says in Psalm 37:13, "The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming." In other words, God said, you may laugh at me, but I laugh last. And he says to the Christian, he said, they may laugh at you, but you laugh last. They may mock you, they may make fun of you, they may persecute you. And virtually, the sermon tonight is called, it's destructive behavior, number 12, laughing at God or God's people. Very dangerous thing to laugh at God. Very dangerous thing to laugh at God's people, because God tells us here, they're laughing at you, but you laugh last. God said, you may laugh at me, but you won't be laughing in the end. God said, it'll be me that will be able to laugh. I don't know if you've ever had someone laugh at you when you didn't think it was funny, but it can make you pretty mad. You know, when it happens and they're laughing and you don't think it's funny, or you're embarrassed or hurt by it, it makes you really want to give them something to cry about. But let me tell you something. I think the human race better be real careful how we treat God. And I think especially should the lost world be careful as they laugh in God's face. They better realize they are going to face a holy God someday. And definitely, it's a destructive behavior to laugh at God. It's a destructive behavior. He actually says in Psalm 52, verse number 5, he said, "God shall destroy thee." They were mocking God, and God said, I'm going to get the last laugh, but there will be destruction in your life. The Old Testament, an Old Testament prophet, was bald-headed. And the young people in that day mocked that prophet. And I want you to understand, I don't think that was just some fun between these kids and that prophet. They were being rude. and laughing at him. They were mocking him. And I mean spitefully mocking. God's not going to come along and, you know, massacre, 42 kids with a she-bear when someone was having a little gentle fun. Doesn't work that way. These were kids that were mocking and laughing at the man of God. And they meant it. Now, I have to tell you, my take on that is they had to learn that somewhere. They learned it at home, at supper, listen to their parents mock the man of God or talk bad about the man of God. That's probably where they learned it. I doubt that those kids conjured that up on their own. But there's a situation where some kids are laughing at the man of God, and he's God's representative. And what happened? They were mauled by a she-bear. It is obvious to me that when someone laughs at God, they're setting themselves up for destruction. And I think people shouldn't be laughing at God's people. You laugh at the Heavenly Father and you're going to get in trouble. And I also think if you laugh at the Heavenly Father's kids, you can get into trouble. And so let's make sure that we're not guilty of it and get ready for it, because people are going to laugh at you. I don't like it when people laugh at me, but I have to learn to take it. And so do you. To every young person in here, if you live the Christian life the way you're supposed to, somebody's going to mock you and somebody's going to laugh at you. Don't let it destroy you. God says they may laugh at you today, but you laugh last. And they may laugh at God today, but God laughs last. In other words, we come out on top. We come out victorious. I'm going to show you some things about this thing of laughing at God or laughing at God's people. We're going to start out by, number one, there are going to be people that will laugh at God's word or your belief in God's word. It's going to happen. There are going to be people that will laugh at God's promises and laugh at God's word or laugh at your belief in God's word. Let me read a couple scriptures to you. In Genesis chapter 17, verse number 17, the Bible says, "Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?" Let me go on. Now I'm going to read to you from the same book, Genesis. We're going to chapter 18, and let me read verses 10, 11, and 12. The Bible says, "And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure in my Lord being old also." And so here's the case. Abraham is 99 years of age, and God promises Abraham he's going to give him a child. Well, Sarah, his wife, was 90 years of age at that time, but God's word said it was going to happen. And so if God says something's going to happen, it's going to happen. But you know that both of these people, they laughed. They laughed at the potential of what God said happening. Now, they didn't laugh 9 months later when Isaac came. But it happened. And I'll tell you something, folks. If someone like Abraham and Sarah, if they would laugh at the promises of God, I guess you and I, we stand the potential of laughing at the word of the Lord or laughing at the promises of God. You know, when you tell people, and I don't know about you, but I'm pretty liberal with my conversations. I'll tell a lost person, they'll say, "Well, you know, what are you doing today?" And I may tell them what I'm doing, and I'll say, "Well, I'm trusting in the Lord that such and such is going to happen." I'll have people snicker. "You're trusting in the Lord that such and such is going to happen?" Like to them, that's totally weird. That's totally off the wall. You're spending your day trusting the Lord is going to help you to get thus and so accomplished. They can laugh if they want to, but I'm not ashamed of the fact that I believe that God takes care of His children. So when you tell folks you're depending on God, God's promises, they may laugh. When you say you're praying that a need be met, some people are going to laugh at you. You're going to have family members laugh at you. That's a dangerous thing for them. Let's make sure you and I never behave that way. Because when people are placing their faith in the Word of God, when people are believing the God of the Word, that's nothing to laugh about. That's true. That's real. That's something that we're supposed to do. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." That's a promise of God. The world may laugh at Matthew 6:33, but it's not a laughing matter. It's true. And so, you know, really and honestly, when you and I express our faith in God and they laugh at us, I hate to say it, they're really laughing at God. Because all we are being obedient to the promises and obedient to the faith that He told us to place in His Word. So when they're laughing at me, they're laughing at Him, if they're laughing at me because of what He told me to do or the way He told me to behave. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." You know, people may laugh, but let me tell you something. They may say, "You really think He hears you?" Well, He said, "If you will call unto me, I will answer you." And if you're praying about something and somebody thinks that's funny, it's not. It's really not funny. And while they're laughing at you, they're laughing at God. And boy, I don't wish it upon them, but that's a dangerous thing for them to do. God said, "I'll destroy people that think that way." And so let's hope you and I, let's you and I not think that way. You know, I think one of the things that when I've been around places where there are secular colleges, they will laugh at people that believe in creation by God opposed to evolution. They think that's funny. That's a dangerous thing. You know, someone that thinks they've got an education and they're so smart, they're smarter than God. And they laugh when we talk about that we came from God. We were created as the Bible tells us. It's a dangerous thing to laugh at that sort of a thing. But I'm saying to you, a destructive behavior is when we laugh at the Word of God or we laugh at the promises of God. You and I as Christians, we shouldn't be behaving that way. And I need to tell you, there are people that will behave that way toward us. But it's a dangerous thing. God said, He said it very, very clearly there in Psalm 52:5. He said, "God shall destroy thee because of your mockery, laughing at the things of God." Secondly, people will laugh at you and God because you encourage people to live right. Everybody seems to think that they ought to be a free moral agent and they're to just go do what they think they ought to do. None of us are to do what we think we ought to do. All of us are to do what God thinks we ought to do. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths." Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Now, I'm going to read a passage of Scripture to you, but I'll tell you, when people will laugh at you, thereby laughing at God when they're encouraged or told to live right. I'm going to read to you from 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 9 and 10. It says this, "For if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren, and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land, for the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away His face from you if you return unto Him." So the post passed from the city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even unto Zebulun, but they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Let me tell you what's happening here. Hezekiah is the king. He wrote letters to the people of Israel, to Ephraim and the people of Manasseh and the people of Zebulun, and told them they need to repent and get back on track and get right with God. And do you hear what their response was? It says, "But they laughed them to scorn and mocked them." Hey, young people, these people had someone that tried to get them to do right, and then they turned around and laughed at the person that was trying to get them to do right. You know, if you're doing wrong and somebody in the youth department says to you, "Hey, you ought not be doing that," and you mock them and you laugh at them and you scorn them, you're traipsing in dangerous territory. You know, if somebody loves you enough to try to help you, to get you on track, the last thing you need to do is laugh and mock and scorn. And God looks very, very dimly on that. When we tell people they ought to repent, they may laugh. But I have to tell you something. If people do not repent, they won't be laughing in the end. That's all. So if it is about salvation, I mean, if I say to somebody, if you don't get saved, you're going to die and go to hell. Now, if they laugh at me, this is no laughing matter. But in the end, they won't be laughing. They will not be laughing. And a Christian, when a Christian is told to get right with God, when they're told, as it was said here. They said, you need to turn back to God. But these people, it says, they laugh them to scorn and mock them. Even as a Christian, when a Christian is told to repent of their sin, or a Christian is told to get back on track or get themselves right with God, and they don't do it, and then they laugh at the one that tried to help them, God said, that's a very dangerous thing to do. When you're laughing at somebody that is sincerely trying to help you to do right. You know, I have to tell you, I'm just sure of it. I'm sure as I stand here tonight. Remember Noah, he was building an ark, and he built it for a long time. And the Bible says he was a preacher of righteousness. And he preached, and he did it for a long time. You'd have a hard time convincing me that down at Joe's Bar and Grill in Noah's day, that Noah wasn't the joke of the town. The wacky Baptist preacher that's out there building the ark. You hear what he said? Water's going to come from the sky. Well, see, it had never done that before. I bet he was the nose of every joke. I bet every joke started out with old Noah, old Noah, old Noah, old Noah. I think they laughed. I think they mocked. I think they scorned. I picture the teenagers in town. They probably TP'd the ark. I picture the women's gossip sessions. They'd talk about Noah and Mrs. Noah, those wacky people out there. And they laughed and they mocked. And they had all these jokes that they would tell about Noah and the ark and the animals and Mrs. Noah and the rain. And then one day, a drop of rain, someone looked up and said, what is that? And then another drop and another. And God shut the door of the ark. And I will guarantee you, nobody was laughing when the water got this high. And when their bodies were banging up against the side of the ark from the waves because they've now drowned, nobody was laughing anymore. Look, when we try to encourage people to live right and they laugh at us, that's a dangerous thing to do. And God said, you may laugh at me today, but I laugh last. And God says to the Christian, they may laugh at you, but you laugh last. And I really don't think that means we're all on top of the ark looking at the dead bodies going, nah, 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 nah. No, I think we're relieved. I think there's a relief that we did the right thing. I think when God said to Sodom and Gomorrah, when God said, you get right with God or I'll destroy you, I think they mocked. I think they laughed. Yeah, sure, sure, old-fashioned. Well, when the fire came from the sky, they weren't laughing anymore, were they? And if someone is told about Jesus Christ and they won't get saved, and they laugh at you or they mock you, let me tell you something. They won't be laughing. The very moment they close their eyes in death and open their eyes in hell, they won't be laughing anymore. And so I think God tells us that people will laugh when we express our faith in the Word of God and we believe in the promises of God. But God said, I'll laugh last. And then God said, people will laugh when you try to encourage them to live right. But God said, they won't laugh last. You and I will laugh last because we're doing the right thing. Thirdly, I think people will laugh when you try to build something for the Lord. I think the world will laugh at you when you're trying to do something for God and build something for God. Let me, again, if I could, I'm going to read to you from Nehemiah chapter 2, verse number 19. It says this, but when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant of the Ammonite and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Nehemiah was the prophet, and God told him to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. Sanballat and Tobiah, Geshem, they all laughed at Nehemiah, said, what are you building? What are you doing? The Bible says they laughed them to scorn. Here's someone that's mocking and laughing at someone that is building something for the Lord. Like I told you, I think they laughed when Noah built the ark. To those of you that are trying to build the kingdom of God, you know, you got to get ready. You go out and you knock on a door and you give out a gospel tract or you try to get someone saved, whether you like it or not, there's coming a day when somebody's going to stand on the opposite side of that door that you knocked on and they're going to mock you and they're going to laugh at you and they're going to make fun of you. It's going to happen. When you're, and what is that? Soul winning is building the kingdom of God. So you go to building something, people are going to mock you. They're going to make fun of you. Bus captains. We have people in our church that they love their bus routes and they're bus captains. But I'm going to tell you, there'll be somebody that will mock or laugh at their determination over that thing called a church bus route. They'll laugh. If you build a Sunday school class, there'll be people that will laugh. They'll laugh about your intensity or your involvement in it and what you put into it and how you love it. They'll laugh at that. But folks, don't quit. Don't quit if somebody laughs at you. We get to laugh last. And if they're laughing at you, they're laughing at God. But what a dangerous behavior. Why would someone want to laugh at somebody else that's doing right? Why would someone want to mock someone that's doing right? That could only be motivated by the devil. The devil's the one that would convince the human race to mock right and to mock good. I remember when I was in high school, I started a Bible club. And what I did was every day, at the beginning of the day, I would meet with any volunteer students that would come. They would come to a room. I'd take my Bible. I called the Bible club the Proverbs Club because every day I was 16 years of age and I'd just take my Bible and I would stand in front of all the volunteer people that would come. I'd teach them something from the book of Proverbs. We had another, we called it the Proverbs Club, and our theme was TROT, T-R-O-T. It stood for Teens Reaching Other Teens. And every day when it was time to go to lunch, I'd have to go from my locker down a big long hallway to go to the lunchroom. And on either side of the hallway, there were benches that would, you could get about 100 students sitting on those benches, 50 on one side, 50 on the other. And the folks going from the lockers down to the lunchroom had to walk down this corridor where there were benches on either side. I'm telling you, for 1 year, every day when I would walk from my locker to the lunchroom, I'd walk through and all the people sitting in the hallway would do this. They'd start kicking their feet, stomping their feet, and they'd say, "Trot, trot, trot, Billy Bible, trot to lunch. Trot, Bible boy, trot to lunch." Every day I'd walk through there and they'd do that to me. Every day. They'd laugh and scorn and mock. Many, many years later, we started Bible clubs all over the nation. We started Bible clubs and watched thousands upon thousands upon thousands of public school teenagers get saved. But I'll tell you something. Been a long time since anybody from my high school has laughed at me. Now, they've called me when they were going through their divorces. Said, "Can you help me?" When they couldn't stop sticking the needle in their arm, they called and said, "Can you help me?" When they were in jail, when they were drunk, when their life was falling apart, they called. You know what? They stopped laughing. They stopped laughing. I laugh, not at them. I laugh at the relief that to date we've done right with our life. Oh, what a dangerous thing to laugh at someone that wants to do something for the Lord. Young people, listen, somebody in our youth department sold out to God and they want to go do something for God. If you don't support them, fine. I just keep my mouth shut and I wouldn't laugh. I wouldn't mock. That's a dangerous, dangerous thing to do. And if people laugh, folks, don't quit. Hey, you can build a good Christian family. Now, there are folks that say, in this day and age, you just can't do it. Yes, you can. Mom and Dad, yes, you can. And you keep that as your goal. I don't care who laughs and who mocks. You just keep going. You can rebuild a good name for yourself or build a good name for yourself. Even if somebody laughs at you. You know, sometimes people get saved and they've got pretty rough past. Somebody look at you and say, "You're going to do what? You're going to start going to the church? You're going to be a good Christian?" Yeah, sure. Sure you will. Let them laugh. Let them laugh. But you go ahead and build a life. Go ahead and build a family for Jesus Christ. Go ahead and build that bus route and build that Sunday school class. And you know, my pastor of many, many years, his father was a drunk. And I mean, he was an out-and-out alcoholic. And my pastor said, when I was a young preacher, I went to my daddy and I said, "Daddy, I want you to get saved." His dad laughed at him. Dad mocked him. Said that they were on a street corner. And he went to his dad and he said, "Dad, I'm so fearful that you're not saved and you're going to die and go to hell." His dad was drunk. He said, "My dad pushed me to the ground and kicked me. And my dad said to me, 'Boy, He's drunk.
You're going to build a church? Ha! Why don't you just go build the biggest church in the world?
Ha! Got up and stumbled away. Many years later, my pastor built the biggest church in the world. People laugh when you want to do something for God. They'll laugh and they'll mock. And again, I don't think I get any delight out of someone mocking me and them being hurt by it. I get no delight out of that. Some people just love it. You know, my enemy, they got what they had coming to them. I don't feel that way. I don't want my enemy to get what they have coming to them. That's up to God. I'm not trying to be vengeful. I'm not trying to be spiteful toward people. But I will tell you this, folks, I promise you something. If people mock you and make fun of you and tease you, we laugh last. They won't be laughing about that. God won't let that stand. And so I think God tells us in the Scripture, He said, people will laugh when you have a strong belief or faith in the Word of God. And then God tells us that people will laugh when we try to encourage them to live right. And people will laugh when we're trying to build something for Him. And I'll tell you this also. I think people will laugh when you give God credit for the miracles that God does. The world wants to call it Mother Nature. Well, there's really no Mother Nature. There's Father God. And people want to give all sorts of credit to all sorts of things. And when you go giving credit to God, there are times when people are just going to laugh at you. I'll read to you from Matthew chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. It says, when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. A man's daughter, his name is Jairus, he was a ruler. That daughter was dead. And the man asked for Jesus' help. There were people there that were mourning her death. The music was being softly played in the background for a funeral. And this man said, please help me. And Jesus said, she's not dead. You say, what do you think he meant, preacher? Well, she wasn't totally dead. Or either if she were dead, he was about to take care of it, which he has the power to do that. And the Bible says, everybody standing around laughed Jesus to scorn. So here's a dead girl, and daddy is broken up, fallen apart, said, please, Jesus, can you help me? My daughter's dead. She's died. Jesus said, she's not dead. And all the mockers said, okay, who do you think you are? That's hilarious. You come into a funeral like this and we're all mourning and you're telling the dad she's not dead? What? This is hilarious. Wait, who do you think you are? God? Jesus said, pretty close. And what happened? Up from the grave she arose. I don't think they were laughing after that. People may laugh. I'll tell y'all something. Don't be afraid to pray for miracles. Say, but Pastor, people laugh at me. They laughed at Jesus. They laughed at Noah. Don't you think that when Elijah was pouring water on all of the sacrifices, telling everyone he was going to call fire from the sky to consume the sacrifices, can't you picture all the religious Pharisees of the day saying, are you crazy? This guy's nuts. He wants fire to come from the sky to consume a sacrifice, and he's taking 12 barrels of water to soak it down. I think they were laughing. I think you're talking knee slapping, hee-haw. Just laughing and carrying on. But I've got news for you. The fire did come from the sky, and God did get credit for a miracle. I think when Jesus told them, he said, you put me in a grave 3 days, I'm getting up out of that grave. There were people that laughed. They were getting drunk, getting high, and partying hardy, laughing about this prediction that somebody that's dead will self-resurrect. They didn't laugh when the tomb was found empty. But I have to tell you, here they laughed Jesus to scorn because he said, she's not dead. God did a miracle. People may laugh when you pray for a miracle. Keep praying. Because God, you get to laugh last. You say, I want my dad saved. There may be people say, your dad? That's hilarious. Your dad's never going to get saved. You just keep praying and asking God for that miracle. God can do that. There are people sometimes that God heals in His divine will. Let me tell you, I've been in hospitals where, I mean, I told people, I said, we're praying for that particular person to be healed. I mean, Tom talked about people in comas where everyone's saying this is not possible. Let me explain something. Anything's possible for God. But God doesn't choose to heal everybody all the time, but I've seen some pretty miraculous events and people that actually laughed at the prospect. Well, what can we do more? And I said, well, let's pray. And you see the chuckles. But when that person walks out of the hospital on their own, in their own power, it's nothing to laugh about anymore. I'm talking about salvation miracles. God can do it. God said, you let them laugh now, we'll laugh later. Psalm 52:6 says, the righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. What God's saying is, they may laugh at you now, but you laugh later. The Bible says in Psalm 37:13, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. In other words, if they're going to laugh and keep that attitude, they're going to get theirs. Theirs is coming. You know, I think people laughed at the Wright brothers at the thought of flight. They don't laugh anymore. I wonder how many times in both what we'd call spiritual history and secular history, somebody laughed at somebody else. But they're not the ones that laugh last. And Christian, let me promise you, we laugh last. They laugh at God today, God laughs later. They laugh at us today, we laugh later. But be careful, because God made it very clear in Psalms 52:5 that God shall destroy those that mock and laugh at Him and His people. So let's make sure that we don't laugh at other people doing good and doing right. And if they laugh at us, we can expect it. God said it would happen. He says, you just keep going, I'll take care, I'll vindicate. And their day will come. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Destructive behavior, number 12. Laughing at God or God's people. If you're not saved tonight, I wish you'd get saved. You come, we'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. Hey, we're getting ready to have a big, big day here at our church this Sunday. We want to just pull out all stops and have a record-breaking day. We're looking for a miracle, to be honest. You say, oh, that's silly. Pastor, I wouldn't laugh at that. I believe God can do a miracle. I believe God does miracles. Christian, let's not laugh at people doing good and people doing right. And Christian, keep on going, even if somebody laughs at you. Boys and girls, if somebody at school laughs at you, you keep doing the right thing. Do good. Do right. Who here tonight would say, Pastor, God has spoken to my heart. Tonight, I've been challenged. I've learned something that's going to help me in my Christian life. Would you let God see your hand? And you may put that hand down. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need a moment at the altar, you come. I'm so sorry. There are people in here. You'll have family members that will laugh at you. Laugh at you because of the way you want to raise your children for God. Laugh at you because you go to church on... What? Go to church on Sunday night? What? Go to church on Wednesday night? There'll be people that will laugh. People that you went to school with will laugh at you. Hey, there might even be some Christians that will laugh at you, mock you, belittle you, persecute you, tongues like razors. But God said, don't worry. We'll laugh last. Hey, we'll get to heaven. There'll be joy and laughter. Ahead and tell God you want a miracle. Hey, Sunday school teacher, tell God you want a miracle. Tell people, say, I'm praying for a miracle. You say, but somebody might laugh. Let them laugh. Let them laugh. Them kids that laughed at the Old Testament prophet and mocked him said, "Old ballhead, remember, I don't think that was someone that cared about one another and they're laughing and just having a good time. That was spiteful, hateful mockery, laughing at God's man, laughing at God, laughing at the things of God." I would almost be certain there's somebody in our community that have heard we're wanting to have an old-fashioned revival, and they think that's funny, silly. It's a dangerous thing to mock the work of God. Dangerous thing to mock the man of God. Dangerous thing to mock the work of God and the things of God. This is the last time through the song. We're going to check our prayer requests and be on our way.